愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
我们最近在读路加福音。
Recently, we've been reading the book of Luke.
所以今天早上跟大家一起来学习路加福音第六章二十四节，
This...
一直到我看这一段哈。
So today we will be studying the passage in Luke chapter 6, verse 24.
我们看路加福音的第六章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 6.
从二十节哈，一直到二十六节。
From verse 20 to 26.
二十节到二十三节哈，是主耶稣在论福气。
So from verses 20 to 23, Jesus is talking about the Beatitudes.
那二十四节哈到二十六节是主耶稣在论灾祸。
And from verses 24 to 26, Jesus talks about the woes.
我们活在两个世界里面。
So we live in two worlds.
第一个就是看得见的这个世界。
The first world is the world that we can see.
第二个就是看不见的灵界里面。
The second one is the spiritual world, which we cannot see.
那在看得见这个世界里面，是以人为主。
Within the world that we can see, it is we put man before God.
所以人有一套的想法文化。
So man has their own thoughts and culture.
但是在灵界里面。
But in the spiritual world.
他的主人主宰是神。
The owner and the master is God.
那这个神道成肉身就是主耶稣。
And this God manifested into flesh is Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣传福音开始就是天国近了。
And when Jesus began preaching, it is when heaven is coming.
那这个天国就是神的国。
And heaven is the kingdom of God.
那天国在哪里？
So where is heaven?
主耶稣说神的国就在你的心里面。
Jesus tells us that the kingdom of heaven is in your hearts.
那第二个，神的国就是在教会里面。
The second is that heaven is in the church.
所以在这个看得见的世界里面有一个神的国的存在。
So within this world that we can see, the kingdom of God is existing.
因此我们每一个信耶稣的人，我们活在两套的标准里面。
So for Christians, we live under two different standards.
第一个标准就是世界的文化，世界的一些规则潮流。
The first standard we live under is the standards and cultures of the world.
那第二个标准就是主耶稣来宣告的福音宣告的真理。
And the second standard is the standard which Jesus has given us.
那什么叫做信心？
So what is faith?
我们一直都把信心一直跟神迹奇事把它连在一起讲。
So we usually put faith together with
神迹奇事 miracles.
With the miracles.
当然这个是需要信心。
Of course, miracles need faith.
主耶稣也行了很多的神迹。
And Jesus has performed many miracles.
所以我们差不多在真耶稣教会每一个信耶稣都有体验到一些神迹。
So most members in the True Jesus Church have experienced some miracles.
但是这只是信仰的入门。
But this is only the door to faith.
那这个信心如果在进一步追求，
But if we take faith a step further,
就是相信主耶稣他是神成为人来地上。
Then it is the belief that God has manifested as Jesus Christ and came to earth.
他的国是最好的。
And his kingdom is the best.
他的话是真理。
And his word is the truth.
他说对就是对。
And whatever he says is right.
他说好就是好。
And whatever he says is good is good.
那如果我们有这样的信心，
And if we have this type of faith,
我们的信仰追求会改变。
Then our pursuit of faith will be different.
我们追求不断地去认识主耶稣。
And we'll pursue to know God better.
然后用这个知识一直在调整我们的观念，我们的想法。
We'll use the standard to change our to change our experiences and thoughts.
还有我们的价值观。
and our values.
那当这个观念、想法、价值观调整跟主耶稣讲的一样。
So when all these thoughts and values are adjusted towards God,
人生的目标会改变。
Then our goals in life will change.
第二个，我们生活的内容也会改变。
And second, the direction of our lives will change.
哦，但是这个不简单。
But this is not easy.
啊，这个是一生的努力。
And this is a work for our lives.
哦，所以如果我们的信仰一直停留在肉体上、物质上、竞争上的恩典
，So if our faith is stuck in worldly blessings,
有一天我们生活很舒服，身体很健康，我们就觉得信仰生活没事情了。
Then one day we will think if we live a peaceful life, then there's nothing more to do.
因为我们缺乏一个目标。
Because we have a different goal.
但是如果我们知道我们的信仰就是在追求神的国实现在我的心，实现在我的家庭，实现在教会里面，那就有很多要努力。
But if our pursuit of faith is that the kingdom of heaven is in our hearts, in our family, and in church, then our goals will be very different, and we'll have a lot of work.
从二十节到二十六节，你看主耶稣在讲祸跟讲福，跟我们世界上人在讲祸跟福非常不一样。
So from verses 20 to 26, Jesus talks about blessings and woes, and it's very different from the blessings and woes that the world talks about.
那前面半部在讲福，跟后半部在讲祸，其实是对在一起的，是两个相对的。
So the beginning it talks about the Beatitudes, and the ending talks about the woes, and these two are related.
比方说24节。
Like in verse 24.
你们富足的有祸了。
But woe to you who are rich.
但是如果我们再看20节。
But if we look at verse 20.
你们贫穷的人有福了。
Blessed are you poor.
我们在想啊，这个完全跟世界的标准颠倒。
If we think about that, this is completely different from the worldly beliefs.
我真的相信主耶稣讲的话吗？
Do we really believe what Jesus has said?
对于一般人来讲，富足就是福气。
For many people, they think that being blessed is good.
然后贫穷就是灾祸。
And being poor is woe.
那为什么主耶稣这个祸福的观念是倒过来讲呢？
So why is this reversed in Jesus saying?
如果我们看24节。
If we look at verse 24.
你们富足的人有祸。
But woe to you who are rich.
那祸在哪里？
And where is the woe?
因为你们受了安慰。
For you have received your consolation.
这个安慰就是从他的富足来的。
And this consolation is from their richness.
那这个到底是什么意思？
So what does this mean?
我很富足，我生活过得很好，这样不好吗？
If I am rich, I live a very good life. Is this not good?
我们现在用一个例子来看。
So let's look at an example.
我们看路加福音十六章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 16.
路加福音的十六章。
Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, verse 25.Verse 25, but first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation.
路加十六章二十五节。
Sorry, verse 25. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and you are tormented.
这个地方在讲财主跟拉撒路。
Here it talks about the rich man and Lazarus.
如果从十九节讲，财主穿紫色袍。
If we look from verse 19, the rich man was clothed in purple.
最好的衣服。
And was wearing the best type of clothes.
天天奢华宴乐，活得很快乐。
And fared sumptuously every day.
所以大家都很羡慕。
So everyone was very envious.
大家都知道那个财主是什么名字。
Everybody knew the rich man's name.
那二十节啊，有一个讨饭名叫拉撒路。
But in verse 20, there was a beggar named Lazarus.
他是讨饭，所以他生活有困难。
So he was a beggar, he had a lot of difficulties in life.
然后浑身生疮，他身体也没有健康。
He was full of sores, so he was very unhealthy.
然后他要吃财主掉下来的东西。
And he had to be fed with crumbs that fell from the rich man's table.
哪里有一个人比拉萨路更不幸呢？这最不幸的人就是他拉萨路。
Is there anyone else who was worse off than Lazarus?
啊，但是圣经的想法就不太一样。
But the Bible was very different.
因为人活在世间是在演一台戏。
Because people living on this world is like acting.
一台戏大概两三个钟头。
And an act is usually only about 2 to 3 hours.
然后就会下台。
And then they will walk off the stage.
那关键是下台以后你是财主还是拉撒路，这个最重要。
And so when you exit the stage, are you Lazarus or are you the rich man?
你看那个拉撒路很可怜哦，但是因为这样，他天天在拜神。
If we look at Lazarus, even though he was because he was poor, he worshipped God every day.
哦，那下台的他在天国享受福乐。
So when he exited the stage, he went to heaven.
那财主大家都很羡慕。
But everyone was very envious of the rich man.
但是因为他很富足，他不需要神。
But because he was so rich, he did not need God.
那你不需要神，你怎么能够上到天国呢？
And if you don't need God, how can you go to heaven?
那不能上天国，就下到另外一个地方啊。
And if you don't go to heaven, then you go down somewhere else.
那个叫做阴间啊，阴间啊。
And this is a
Hades.
And that is Hades.
啊，所以。主耶稣讲哦，富足人有祸，就是从永恒的观点来看。
So Jesus says that, the rich, woe is the rich.
好，那我们现在来看贫穷的福在哪里。
So let's look at, what the blessings of the poor are.
好，我们回来看路加福音第六章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 6.
哦，你们贫穷的人有福啦，因为神的国是你们的。
In verse 20, it says, Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God.
啊，圣经里面讲哦，福音要传给贫穷的人。
So the Bible tells us that the gospel needs to be preached to the poor.
那这样主耶稣就看不起富足人哦？不是这个样，不是这个意思。
Does that mean that Jesus doesn't like the rich people? That's not what it means.
福音是要传给每一个人。
The gospel needs to be preached to everyone.
哦，但是当一个人的生活很富足的时候
，However, when someone's life is so rich,
你要传福音给他很难啊。
It's very difficult to preach the gospel to them.
所以主耶稣讲天国的比喻。
So when Jesus is talking about heaven,
天国好像什么
？What is heaven like?
天国好像筵席，筵席啊 ，banquet.
It is like a banquet.
哦，第一个啊，向一个人邀请。
First, you need to be invited.
他说我有一块地，我没有办法参加，他走了。
The first had said that they had a piece of land they couldn't go.
啊，第二个向另外一个人讲来参加，他说我有五对牛，我太忙了，我就走了。
And the second person was invited but said that he had a cow, so he did not go.
那第三个说，我刚结婚，我不能，我就走了。
The third said, I just got married, I cannot go, and he left.
有一块地，这不是福气吗？
If you have a piece of land, is this not a blessing?
有五对牛，以现在来讲，事业做得很大，这不是福气吗？
If you have cows, is this not also rich?
那刚刚结婚，婚姻很幸福，这不是福气吗？
And if you are married, then you're very blessed, but is this not rich too?
这是福气。
Yes, this is blessings.
但是当人享受在这样的福气里面，他就拒绝了天国的宴席。
But when someone is has all these blessings, and they will forget about God.
反而到大街小巷，那些贫穷的、下贱的、瘸腿要他来，他就来了。
So the invites went to all the poorer people.
所以世界上很多贫穷的人，他的心很需要神。
So in the world, there are many poor people whose hearts need Jesus.
看起来贫穷不好。
It might look like being poor is bad.
但是他感觉到需要神，这个就是得福气的开始。
But if they have the need for God, then this is the beginning of blessings.
那世界上也有一些财主他很需要神。
And there's also other people who really need God.
但是这样的人非常少。
But these rich people who need God are very few.
所以在路加福音第六章才说贫穷人有福。
So in Luke chapter 6 it says, Blessed are you poor.
这个贫穷不是指着肉体上的。
And this poorness is not talking about worldly possessions.
是指着心灵上。
It is talking about the heart.
啊，那肉体上的贫穷一般呢，心灵上比较谦虚，能够来接受福音。
So those who are poorer in wealthy possessions may have a better chance of accepting the gospel.
啊，所以如果他们因这样能够得到神的国，哇，这个不能震动的国，这个就是福气。
But if they are able to receive the kingdom of heaven, then this is a blessing.
好，那我们现在回来看第二个灾祸。
So let's look at the second woe.
路加福音第六章。
Luke chapter 6.
25节。
Verse 25.
你们饱足的人有祸了。
Woe to you who are full.
为什么？因为你们要饥饿。
Why? Because for you shall hunger.
能够吃饱哦，圣经不是说神让我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐吗？
So isn't a being filled a promise from the Bible?
所以生活能够享受神恩典哦，吃喝没有挂虑，这是神的恩典。
So if you are able to be filled and to have many blessings, then this is a great blessing.
但是为什么25节讲饱足的人有祸呢？
But why does verse 25 say that?Woe to you who are full.
这里讲因为他们要饥饿。
Here it says, for you shall hunger.
这个饥饿是指在属灵上。
This hunger is talking about spiritual hunger.
所以阿摩斯书里面讲日子将到。
So in the book of Amos, it says that the time will come.
神要将饥荒降在地上。
And God will come to the earth.
饥荒famine.
He will bring famine to the earth.
让人饥饿，不是没有饼。
And he will let man be hungry.
人干渴，不是没有水。我们看阿摩斯书第八章。
And they will be thirsty, but not because they have no water.
阿摩斯书第八章。
Amos chapter 8.
11节。
Verse 11. Amos chapter 8, verse 11. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Verse 12. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it.
这里讲饥饿不是没有饼，干渴不是没有水。
Here it says, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst of water,
缺乏神的话,
but of hearing the words of the Lord.
所以你看我们现在这个世界什么都有。
So if we look at today's world, we have everything.
所以我们敬老会送什么?
So during our elders' tribute, what do we give?
送 gift card.
We give gift cards.
为什么? 因为每个人什么都有。
Because everyone already has everything they need.
所以什么都有,最好就是 gift card 吧,你自己去买啊。
So if you already have everything you need, then we just give a gift card.
但是我们想我们想我们的心真的得到满足吗?
But we can think, has our hearts already been filled?
我们的心没有满足。
Our hearts have not been filled.
为什么我们的心没有满足?
Why haven't our hearts been filled?
你就看我们现在人。
If we look at man today,
为什么会醉酒?
Why will they drink alcohol, get drunk?
因为心灵空虚。
Because their hearts are empty.
为什么会用大麻?
Why would they use marijuana?
心灵空虚。
Because their hearts are empty.
为什么会去看这些色情的?
Why would they look at pornography?
心灵空虚。
Because their hearts are empty.
为什么会赌博?
And why will you gamble?
心灵空虚。
Because your hearts are empty.
所以这个心灵空虚人就饥不择食，去找很多东西要来填补自己的心。
So when the heart is empty, then people will look for all sorts of ways to fill their hearts.
这个包括我们家里面什么都有，但是我们一直在买东西，为什么心灵空虚？
This includes even though our houses have everything that we need, we keep on buying things because our hearts are empty.
因为新的东西一接到，哇，一打开来很刺激，过了两三天，这个不刺激了。
Because when we receive something that is brand new, we have a rush of excitement, but after a few days, it is gone.
那不刺激的话，再买。
And once this excitement is gone, then we just buy something new.
但是很多的快乐，我们去追求是在罪里面。
But many of the happiness that we pursue is in sin.
所以这个地方在讲 饱足的人有祸，为什么？因为他心灵很空虚。
So here it says that woe to you who are full, for you shall hunger.
那如果我们回到看路加第六章
，If we look back at Luke chapter 6,
饥饿的人有福了。
It says that blessed are you who hunger.
因为你们要得饱足。
For you shall be filled.
这个饥饿就是说，如果我觉得我心灵真的很空虚，这是得福气的开始。
Here it says that if our hearts are hungry, then this is the beginning of blessings.
为什么？你要得饱足。
Because you will be filled.
那这个饱足是什么？
And what is the what fills you?
主耶稣充满在我们心里面。
God will come into our hearts.
那我们的内心就完全得到满足。
And then we will feel fully satisfied.
那这个满足的表现是什么？
And what is the action of being filled?
第一个就是喜乐。
The first is to have joy.
所以圣经里面讲圣灵的果子第一个就是喜乐。
So the very first fruit of the Holy Spirit is joy.
那我们人要怎么来得这个福气呢？
So how can man receive these blessings?
有一天我们自觉到这个世界没有办法满足我的心。
So one day when we realize that this world cannot satisfy our hearts,
是会让我离开神越来越远。
And it will cause me to leave God further and further.
越来越空虚，越来越孤单，越来越没有盼望。有一天我们有这样感觉的时候，
And we will realize that we will be further and further away. We will be more hungry, and then we have less hope.
那我们就真的用时间下功夫来祷告。
Then we will use our time to pray.
我们常常讲要祷告多久
？And we ask how long should we pray?
你祷告15分钟、半个钟头，圣经都没有根据。
The Bible doesn't say if you should pray for 15 or 30 minutes.
那祷告多久
？So how long should you pray?
圣经说要被圣灵充满。
The Bible says you need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那需要一段时间。
And this needs quite a long time.
那祷告到被圣灵充满。
So praying until you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
第一个，我们觉得非常喜乐。
First, we will be very happy.
这个喜乐是完全的。
And this joyfulness is full.
所以主耶稣说，我要叫我的喜乐充满在你心。
So Jesus says, I will give my joy to you.
那你的喜乐可以满足。
And that your joy may be full.
那当我们从主耶稣充满了这种喜乐的时候，你发现世界这个东西真的是次好，不是最好的。
And when we are filled with the joy from Jesus, then we will realize that everything in this world is not the best.
所以圣经才讲饥饿的人有福。
So the Bible says that blessed are you who hunger now.
我们会追求神，我们会从神得到满足的喜乐跟平安。
Because we will seek after God, and from God we will receive a satisfaction.
而且当神充满在我们里面的时候
，and when Jesus is filled in our hearts,
我们的心充满神的爱
，then we will be filled with the love of God.
你就觉得很幸福。
And we will think that we are very blessed.
被爱充满是幸福的。
Being filled with love is a very blessed feeling.
当神充满在我们里面的时候，我们就觉得不孤单。
And when Jesus is filled in our hearts, then we will not be unsatisfied.
父母离去还有耶稣。
If our parents leave, then we still have Jesus.
朋友离去还有耶稣。
If our friends leave, we still have Jesus.
到年老，孩子都搬出去了，还有耶稣。
And when we are elderly and our children leave, we still have Jesus.
那当我们感觉到有主耶稣同在的时候，你对前面就不会怕。
And if we feel that Jesus is always with us, then we will not be afraid of what is ahead of us.
为什么你年老会怕呢？
Why are you afraid?
如果主耶稣同在，
If Jesus is with you,
主耶稣掌管明天，
Jesus holds tomorrow.
主耶稣平静风海，
He will part the sea.
主耶稣可以让彼得走在海面上，
He can make Peter walk on the sea.
那我们就不会怕，
Then we will not be afraid.
那这种是真正的满足。
And this is true satisfaction.
但是这个出发点要从饥饿开始。
But this begins with being hungry.
如果没有饥饿感，我们不会追求主耶稣，就得不到这种属灵的满足。
If we do not hunger, then we will not pursue after Jesus, and we will not receive these blessings.
好，我们看第三个祸。
Let's look at the third woe.
我们回来看路加福音第六章。
Let's look back at Luke chapter 6.
下面第二十五节的下面。
The latter half of verse 25.
你们喜笑的人有祸了。
Woe to you who laugh now.
你看哦，喜笑啊，这是一种快乐的表现嘛。
So laughing is an action of being happy.
啊，那喜笑的祸在哪里？
So what is the woe in laughing?
因为你们要哀恸哭泣。
For you shall mourn and weep.
啊，有时候我们就很难了解哦，为什么喜笑会带来哀恸跟哭泣。
So it may be very hard to understand why laughter can bring about mourning and weeping.
那我们现在就从福气来了解灾祸，因为这两个相关的。
Let's begin to understand from the blessing.
好，那我们现在回来看路加福音第六章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 6.
路加福音第六章的21节下半句。
Chapter 6 verse 21, the latter half.
你们哀哭的人有福了，因为你们将要喜笑。
Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh.
所以什么人有福？哀哭的人。
So what type of people have blessings? Those who weep now.
那他的福气是什么？他要喜笑。
And what is their blessing? They will laugh.
那到底要哀哭什么？
So what is there to weep about?
我来教会我要快乐啊，你们怎么叫我到教会里面来哀哭？
When I come to church, I am very joyful. How can you ask me to be weeping?
不错，我们来教会很喜乐。
This is good when you come to church.
You are
very joyful.
这个喜乐的出发点要从哀哭开始。
But the beginning of this laughter must begin from weeping.
那哀哭从哪里来？
And where does this weeping come from?
我们来看约翰一书。
Let's look at John chapter 1.
约翰一书。
First John.
第一章。
Of chapter 1.
约翰一书的第一章。
First John chapter 1.
第一章的第八节。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
请。
Verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
第九节。
Verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们再看第十节。
Verse 10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
OK. 这个从第八节到第十节，重复讲，如果我说我没有罪。
So from verse 8 to verse 10, it begins by saying, if we say that we have no sin.
大部分的人都讲我没有罪啊。
Most people will say they have no sin.
如果他觉得有罪，他就来信耶稣了。
If they think they have sin, they will come to believe in Jesus.
那如果我说我没有罪，那圣经里面讲几件事情。第一个。
So if we say we have no sin, the Bible tells us a few things.
第一个啊，他是自己欺骗自己。
The first is we deceive ourselves.
因为事实上我有罪。
Why? Because we have sin.
那如果我们说没有罪，
And if we say we have no sin,
真理就不在我们心里。
Then the truth is not in us.
所以我们觉得没有罪，因为我们活在世界的文化里面。
So we think we have no sin because we live in the cultures of this world.
我有什么罪？我跟大家一样。
What kind of sins do I have? I'm just like everybody else.
但是当真理进到我们里面，
But when the truth comes into us,
那个光一照，罪就出来了。
And when the light shines, then the sin will come out.
那个标准一量，罪就出来了。
And when the standard is measured, then the sin comes out.
一个最简单的就是十条诫命。
The very simple one is just the Ten Commandments.
我们从第一条念到第十条。
If we read from the first commandment to the tenth commandment,
真的没有罪吗？
Do you really not have any sin?
每一条念，我们想深一点，每一条我们都有罪。
If we think deeply about it, then for every one of them, we have sin.
那有罪怎么办？
So what do we do if we have sin?
有罪就要悔改。
If you have sin, then you need to repent.
所以对付罪最好的方法是来到赦罪的主耶稣面前，主啊，你赦免我。
So we should come before God and ask for mercy.
这个罪即使你在暗中做的，没有人知道。
So these sins that you do in the darkness and no one knows.
这个罪是一个重担。
This sin is a burden.
你良心会不安。
And your heart will be troubled.
那良心不安，你就不会快乐。
And when your heart is troubled, then you will not be joyful.
一直到罪得赦免，这个担子拿掉，一个人才开始有平安。
So until your sin is forgiven and this burden is taken off, then you will be joyful.
所以在这个悔改的过程，有时候人要哭啊。
So during this journey of repentance, people may cry.
你看大卫啊，犯罪。
So if we look at David, he sinned.
十条诫命他大概犯了三条、四条。
So within the Ten Commandments, he probably sinned for three or four of them.
他以为没有人知道。
He thought that nobody knew.
但是神知道。
But God knew.
神就借着拿单告诉他罪。
So God spoke through Nathan to tell him his sins.
从那天开始，他开始悔改。
And from that day on, David began to repent.
在诗篇的五十一篇。
In Psalms chapter 51.
当他彻底的悔改。
After he repented.
神除掉他的罪。
God forgave his sin,
重新充满在他里面,
and filled him again.
他就体会到神同在那一种喜乐。
And then he experienced the joy of God dwelling with him.
但是罪还没有除掉以前，他也是在当王啊。
So before his sins were forgiven, he was still the king.
但是我们看诗篇五十一篇，其实他的心很痛苦。
But if we look at Psalms 51, his heart was very troubled.
为什么?
Why?
因为他用王的权势去夺取一个人的太太。
Because he used his power to hide from another person's wife.
这个怎么有可能他一生会有平安呢？
Oh, sorry. So how can he have peacefulness?
所以外表上看起来他好像过着很快乐。
So from the outward appearance, he looks very joyful.
其实他没有喜乐。
But actually, he had no joy.
所以圣经才讲你哀哭的人要得到喜笑得到安慰。
So it says in Luke that blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh.
哀动的人要哭要喜笑。
So it says that woe to you who laugh now.
好，那我们现在再来看一节。
Let's look at one more verse.
我们看哥林多后书第七章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第七章
2 Corinthians chapter 7
第七章的第十节
chapter 7 verse 10verse 10 For godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death.
这个第十节讲有两种的忧愁。
So in verse 10, it talks about two types of sorrows.
第一种叫世俗的忧愁。
The first one is worldly sorrow.
世界好多的烦恼。
I have many different worries in the world.
这个烦恼一多，晚上睡不着觉。
When we have a lot of worries, then we cannot sleep at night.
那接下去心里有问题。
And then our hearts may have problems.
那接下去身体有问题。
And then our body might have problems.
所以世俗的忧愁到最后叫人死。
And then eventually all the sorrow will lead to death.
所以我们信主要把我们的忧愁交给神。
So we need to give our sorrows to God.
神会看顾我们生活。
And God will watch over our lives.
但是有一种忧愁是好的。
But there is one type of sorrow that is good.
依着神的意思忧愁。
This is godly sorrow.
英文叫 godly sorrow, 敬虔的忧愁。
So this is godly sorrow.
那这个依着神的意思忧愁是什么?
So what is this godly sorrow?
因为哥林多教会问题很多。
Because the church in Corinth had a lot of problems.
他要娶继母的。
They
married a stepmother.
They married their stepmother.
也有淫乱的。
They did
淫乱。
They committed fornication.
再来哥林多教会分党派，我属保罗，我属亚波罗。
And they had division, saying that I am of Paul, I am of Apollo.
恩赐很多，但是教会很混乱。
They had a lot of blessings, but the church was very chaotic.
如果大家都没有忧愁。
But if everyone had no sorrows,
那个教会怎么进步？
How can this church improve?
没有忧愁就是我没有问题啊。
If you have no sorrows, then it means you have no problems.
我现在的我站在神面前，心里坦然无愧，那我没有问题啊。
If I stand before God and I don't have any problems, then
那没有问题，就教会就停留在这个情况了。
then the church will be stuck at this stage.
所以保罗写了一个很严厉的信告诉他们，你们有问题啊。
So Paul wrote a very strict letter to them saying, you have problems.
你要悔改。
You need to repent.
悔改啊，神会赦免，神会祝福。
And if you repent, God will forgive and God will provide.
哦，那这个哥林多教会接到这个信以后啊，大家都很难过。
So when the church in Corinth received this letter, everyone was very sorrowful.
怎么我们信主这么久啊，灵性还这么软弱？
How can we have believed in God for so long, but our faith is still so weak?
那这种叫做依着神的意思忧愁。
And this is godly sorrow.
那依着神的意思忧愁就产生一种属灵的追求。
And once we have godly sorrow, then we will pursue after God.
我们要进步。
And we need to improve.
我们再要把这个不合道理的拿掉。
We need to remove what is against the Bible.
要追求神喜欢的事情。
And we need to pursue what God likes.
结果教会就开始进步了。
And as a result, the church began to improve.
所以为什么说哀恸有福？
So why does it say,
21节，路加六章下面。
So why does it say that,
六章二十一节下面。
Yeah, so why does it say that, blessed are you who weep now?
因为你们要喜笑。
For you shall laugh.
为什么？
Why?
因为神要把罪拿掉，神要帮助我们，神要充满我们里面，神的恩典要重新降临。
Because God will remove the sin from our hearts, and He will give us blessings.
好，那我们再来回来看路加第六章。
So let's turn back to Luke chapter 6.
第六章的二十六节。
Luke chapter 6, verse 26.
人都说你们好的时候就有祸了。
Woe to you when all men speak well of you.
为什么？
Why?
因为你们的祖宗代假先知也是这样。
For so did their fathers to the false prophets.
这个教会跟社会的这个教会跟社会的团体有什么不同？
So our church and other churches can sometimes be very different.
这个社会的团体是注重社交。
So the churches in the world often pursue after the many cultures.
社交。社交。那个英文怎么翻译？
They pursue after social relationships.
Yeah. 那这个社交的场合，第一个穿得很漂亮。
So the first is that they dress very well.
所以别人可以赞美你。
So other people can praise you.
那第二个。
And the second.
社交的场合一定要去赞美别人。
So in order to have good social relationships, you need to praise others.
很便宜的赞美。
A very cheap praises.
大家都很高兴。
And everybody is very happy.
这个是社交。
And this is pursuing for social
relationships. 那我们来教会不是这样。
But when we come to church, it is not like this.
我们来教会是用爱心彼此相爱。
In church, we need to use love.
是以主耶稣为中心。
And we need to have love from Jesus.
所以不是追求个人的荣耀。
So we do not pursue after glory for ourselves.
是追求主耶稣的荣耀。
We pursue after Jesus' glory.
那为什么说人说你们好就有祸？
So why does it say, woe to you when all men speak well of you?
下面说，你们祖先中祖先代假先知也是这样。
So it says, for so did their fathers to the false prophets.
先知是传达神的话。
So prophets need to say the words of God.
但是如果一个先知希望人赞美他，
But if a prophet wants other people to praise him,
他就会讲人喜欢听的话。
Then they will say things that people like.
他不敢讲人需要听的话。
They are afraid to say the words that people need to hear.
所以你看旧约时代的先知讲完人要跟他打石头。
So we can see in the Old Testament, after the prophets spoke, many people threw stones.
因为他很忠实地传达神的话。
Because they spoke the words of God.
所以人都说你好就有祸。
So it says, woe to you when all men speak well of you.
因为事实上我们人都有很多的缺点。
So in the world, man has many fallacies.
所以我们来看箴言二十七章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter
27.
Proverbs chapter
27, 章第六节。 箴言二十七章的第六节。
Proverbs 27 verse
第六节。
27 verse 6.
啊，请。
Proverbs chapter 27 verse 6. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful.
好，那我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed.
这个地方讲啊，仇敌家的伤痕啊，啊，仇敌连连亲嘴也是多余哈、啊。第六节的下半。
So it says that, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful.
啊，为什么
？Why？
啊，因为他的亲嘴常常是一种出卖的记号。
Because oftentimes these kisses are deceitful and betrayals.
啊，但是朋友家的伤痕是出于忠诚。
But faithful are the wounds of a friend.
哦，所以如果有一个人啊，他愿意在私下告诉我们，你有什么需要改进。
If a person is willing to tell us what things we need to change about ourselves,
这个会对我们有很大的帮助。
This will have a very great help for us.
但是这样的人常常是自己的配偶。
Oftentimes these are our own spouses.
啊，或者自己的父母。
Or our own parents.
啊，但是除了配偶跟父母之外，还有一个人呢、啊，他不会公开你讲你的缺点，但是他会私下告诉你哦，你要怎么进步，这是好的。
But other than our parents and our spouse, there is someone else who will tell us in secret, what our shortcomings are.
好，那我们来看福气是什么。
So let's look at what the blessing is.
路加福音第六章。
Luke chapter 6.
啊、哦，第六章的22节。
Chapter 6 verse 22. Okay, verse 22. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake.
哦，这里讲为着主耶稣被人鞭打、逼迫、逼迫、讲坏话，这个是有福气的。
So here it says, blessed are you, when men hate you, revile, exclude you, for the Son of Man's sake.
所以这两个相对哦，大家都称赞你，很可能这是一种灾祸。
So these two things, when everyone praises you.
哦，但是如果为着主的名啊来受苦，这是有福气的。
But if we receive sufferings for the Son of Man's sake, then this is blessed. And why?
23节。
In verse 23.
因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
For indeed your reward is great in heaven.
哦，所以啊，圣经里面啊，主耶稣在讲祸跟福。
So in the Bible. Jesus talks about the blessings and the woes.
这跟我们传统文化想法非常不一样。
And this is very different from our traditions, thoughts, and cultures in the world.
那我们要从世界的观念进到主耶稣讲的话，需要信心。
And in order to enter from the experiences from the world to the words of God, this requires faith.
我们去接受，我们的生命就更新了。
And if we accept this, then our lives will change.
请唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.